بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صار بعض المحدثين after compiling the kitabs they say that we've compiled this hadith kitab 5,000-6,000 hadith and we have selected this 5,000 or 6,000 from a treasure of 300,000 or 500,000. But for the benefit of the reader, we're saying there are all types of readers. Some that are hard working and striving, and there are those that cannot manage that type of strength. So for their benefit we have selected 4 hadiths. If someone practices the 4 hadiths properly, then he will get the essence of the treasure of the 500,000. Now that's the compassion and the consideration that these people make. I understand people who have different types, and every Muslim needs to benefit. When every person doesn't have the time, then he must get something from it. So if they say those 4 hadiths are one niyat, number 2, leave out things that don't concern you, number 3, leave out doubtful things, and number 4, you like for your brother what you like for yourself. So as though each hadith is 1/4 of Islam, niyat is 1/4, leaving out doubtful things is 1/4 Islam, and then liking for the brother what you like for yourself is another 1/4, and so forth and so on. All it takes a person is, before he does something, he must try and work out in his mind why I'm doing it for. You're doing it for the right purpose, it's going to fetch you immense reward. It'll correct you, your outlook will be right, you'll have divine strength, you will have the support of the malaika with you, everything will work out for you. And failing which, you lose out so much. How long it takes you just to correct your intention. So, like the Muhaddiseen, they have condensed all the hadith into just 4. So I'm also condensing my talk into just 4. So that every person has a time when they reflect, sitting here for ethikaf, talaweeh, reciting Quran Sharif, whatever else, then what's the intention, why am I doing it, so let me rectify, correct, and come on course. Allah put on to all tawfiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا دائما، وهدى قيما، وعلما نافعا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما. ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.